Whether you fancy owning a swimming pool big enough to have its own yacht, or just a yacht big enough to have its own swimming pool, what you need is Dream Come True money. Luckily, Friday's Euro Millions Super Jackpot is £110 million. Now that's Dream Come True money. Euro Millions from the National Lottery. Play online or on the app. Estimated jackpot, account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning. Welcome to another week of radio shows. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
I'm Kelly, broadcasting from the basement of her house, me from the studios. So yesterday, I full-on did... I've done something that I haven't done in a bit, and that is completely binge-watch an entire series.
Oh, really? From start to finish?
Start to finish. Yep. All yesterday. Now,
nice.
You're thinking...
What was it?
Okay, so it started at 4 in the morning. So I woke
up... Okay.
Yeah, so...
The best decisions start at 4 in the morning.
Yeah,
let's go.
Right, exactly. So my wife was supposed to head out of town for an early morning gig yesterday, but the storms and the lightning and all that, and it got postponed, and so... You know, she was having to leave at like 4 o'clock in the morning. So anyways, we were kind of up and we were like, you know what? We've heard a lot about the Queen's Gambit. So it's the number one thing right now on Netflix. And so, all right, watch the first episode. Oh my gosh, it is so good. And I'll tell you one of the nuances of the entire series. It's like 7 episodes. So it's pretty reasonable. It's only 1 season, 7 episodes. The small little nuance that I love about it, it takes place, or the main character is from Lexington. And they talk about Lexington and Louisville, and it's just really cool.
Well, okay then. What else is it about, though? I've never heard of it.
Chess.
It's, oh my God, it's about chess.
It's about chess.
You're passionate about a show about chess?
It made me feel so stupid. Like, chess is such a like, complicated game. And I was watching it going, oh my gosh, this is so different than checkers. This is, wow.
Is this like a docuseries, or is it like a scripted?
It's a completely,
fictional.
I think it's a completely fictitious, based on a novel. It was a novel written a while ago. But it's basically
about a
young prodigy about chess. And she grows up in Lexington, and she's an orphan, and it's fantastic. And it had me. So we were able to get like 4 episodes in before even 8 o'clock in the morning. And so at that point, it's just like, all right, you know, when the daughters go to dance, then we'll knock out a couple more. And then, you know, and then at this point, there's just 1 left. So might as well just finish it a little bit later on this evening. So, yeah, I mean, that was how I spent all the free time of my day yesterday. Was
what a weekend.
Was binge watching The Queen's Gambit, which I didn't think I'd ever talk about chess the way I am now. But here we are.
Very passionate about it, too.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. So how was your weekend?
Good for you. Well, it was different. I did not do that.
You did not binge watch an entire Netflix series on Sunday morning starting at 4 o'clock in the morning?
Watch the latest episode of The Mandalorian.
That's what I need to start now, because we're what?
You're three weeks behind.
I was going to say, we're 3 episodes in already into the new season. And I was so passionate about season 1 of The Mandalorian, but I haven't even dipped my toe in. It's like I'm trying to do too much, Kelly. I'm just trying to do too much.
Yeah, I know. Just prioritize.
There's just too many things pulling my attention right now. So, all right. Today, we'll kick off the Chopper Shopper coming up here in just about an hour. So, an opportunity for you to get some money, ride around in a limo, even though we call it the Chopper Shopper. We're calling the limo the chopper, and giving you a big screen television. But at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5, that's when you're getting in to win that. Here on the 99.7 DJX. All right, feel good stories. Every single hour we do this. Kelly K.
So this is really cool. In New Jersey, last Friday,
mm-hmm.
There was a owner of a bar that was going to have to close the entire business because one of the employees had been exposed to COVID.
Mm.
But that is when the owner of a nearby barber shop stepped in and said, you know what? Don't close. We'll keep it running for you.
Oh, the barber shop?
Yeah, the barber shop decided to come on over. Andre Fursa, he's the owner of the barber shop, just a few doors down from Worst Bar. That's the name of the place. Heard what was going on, offered to run the bar on Saturday and take advantage of the gorgeous weather they were having for outdoor dining. And they said, you know, it's too nice outside not to let our neighbors stay closed, so come on by. The support has great staff. So the barber kept busy serving up their signature beers and pretzels. The day went off without a hitch. And they said, you know what? This is a great community. Couldn't ask for better neighbors.
Wow. Not everybody could do that. Like, you know, stepping into another person's business or line of work and just picking up without a hiccup. That's talent right there.
Isn't that crazy?
Like if you or I had to jump in, tag team into another business, I don't think it would go as well.
Well, no, because we don't have skills at all. That's why we do this.
There's that.
Talk about other people doing amazing things.
All right. That works for me.
We'll tweet it out. It's a great story at Ben and Kelly Show.
When you get hangry, things sometimes begin to unravel in your life. You know, that's all you
make bad life choices.
Think about. Yeah. So maybe this was the case in this setting, the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without breaking into a pizzeria, sticking around to make yourself a pizza, then stealing their delivery car, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I don't think this is a budding entrepreneur that wanted to try to step in and run a pizza place.
No.
Doesn't sound like that situation.
No, not at all. This out of L.A., where a burglar broke in to the pizzeria, spent 2 hours inside. He stole some cash. He stole some beer. He stole some electronics. Then tried firing up the oven to make his own pizza before stealing the restaurant's delivery vehicle.
I mean, why not? I'm sure all of that, you know, breaking and entering stuff made you hungry.
He tried to make a pizza. He tried to make something for himself. Maybe he was hungry. 17 years in business, first time happened. For us, it's like a big hit because we had to close the store, make a report.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, but hey, we got hit and it's not nice. That's not right.
Yeah, he's like, it's kind of funny when you think about it, but I mean, still, it's not right. That's right.
So, no, absolutely don't do that.
Here's the thing. It was all caught on security camera where...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he was arrested a few days later. So again, when you get hangry, sometimes you can't be in control of your emotions because all you're thinking about is food. But this is not the way to go about it.
No, you should be in control of your emotions enough to not break the law.
There you go. That's setting the bar. Do this every hour. Kelly Kay.
Well, it's something that's been going on for like, what, 23 years? It's a tradition.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts on December 3rd. I'm talking about Santa's magical fire truck returning to Zonington and Bullitt County.
Oh, all right.
How great is that?
That is pretty awesome.
Thank you. So the fire truck's going to be decorated with more than 80,000 lights.
Oh, dang.
As Santa makes his way, yeah. And because of the popularity, they're adding more days to the schedule this year. So there's going to be 11 opportunities for you to get on board, see the fire truck pass you by. It takes 2 weeks, by the way, to get this thing prepped with all the lights, the special effects, the sound system, and additional generators just to power the thing. You know, it's different from a sleigh because he's got, you know, the reindeer to power all that.
Right.
Fire truck, different animal, you know?
Yeah, I mean... Do you ever wonder what happens if they actually need that, the use of that fire truck?
Well, I would feel like they have others.
Okay.
I guess they probably got that on standby. Now, I would say it's probably equipped with things to spring into action if it does need to actually fight a fire along the way.
Gotcha.
But I think they're calling in some backup so the magical fire truck can just be magical.
Nice. All right, I like that.
Going to be rolling around 6 p.m. on one of the 11 nights with Santa and his crew of elves there. They're going to be spending about 3 to 4 hours visiting neighborhoods. So we've tweeted out the story. You want to check out more about that at Ben and Kelly Show.
Ariana Grande, 99.7 DJX. She took home the female artist of the year at last night's People's Choice Awards. I don't know if you were even aware that the People's Choice Awards happened last night.
I was right now years old when I learned that.
Yeah, E! Had that, and hosted by Demi Lovato, Justin Bieber performed. It wasn't in front of any sort of crowd or anything, obviously.
I was going to say, were they all like there performing on the same stage, or were they like again in remote locations doing performances?
That's a great question. I didn't watch it either, so. BTS was a big winner, though. BTS took home Album of 2020 with Map of the Soul 7. They also took home Song of 2020 and Video of 2020 with Dynamite, and then Group of 2020. So BTS, big winner last night in the People's...
Their plan for world domination is in full effect.
It is happening in front of our eyes. That's for sure. So maybe you, like Kelly and I, are in that weird sort of limbo where it's like, you know what, I need something to occupy my time other than the all of the craziness that I've been thrust into the past 10 months. Maybe a new hobby, right?
Okay,
you're like, no, I don't need anything
new.
I'll
go along, Sparky.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Okay. Anyways, I came across this interesting little BuzzFeed poll. It's from a couple years ago, actually. So it's pre-pandemic, but it might help you. And coming up, Kelly and I are going to decide and figure out what hobby it tells us we should be doing. All right.
I would say it's going to be wrong.
Okay. Coming up, hang on just a quick sec. So this BuzzFeed quiz, we all do them, right? The BuzzFeed quizzes, couple years old. And anyways, came across this one where it was an aptitude test. It's like 20 questions you answer, and it tells you what hobby you should try based on like the answers you give. It's a little like slide rule where you slide the little thing further to the right or further to the left.
Like strongly agree, strongly disagree,
yeah.
Just like me.
Yes, exactly. Based on these questions. So, Kelly, you just did it. Now, before you reveal what it is, it asks you about travel, whether you're interested or not interested, food and drink, interested or not, science and technology, interested or not interested, nature, interested, not interested. Okay. Fitness, interested, not interested. I want something that I can do alone. Agree or disagree?
No, disagree, yeah.
Okay. I want to engage my brain more than my body.
Probably.
Agree, disagree. I'm a very visual learner. Agree, disagree.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay. I have a lot of patience. Agree, disagree. Okay. I want to feel challenged.
Is there an answer for
I know. Because you can slide it as far to the left and as far to the right as you want to.
Yeah.
I want to feel challenged. And then how creative you are, does that strongly align or strongly not align with you?
I paint. I'd call that creative.
Okay, sure. Perfectionist. Are you a perfectionist?
Yes.
Strongly agree. Nurturing. Does that align with you? Are you logical?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Curious. Are you naturally curious or no? And then how long does it take to time to take? Is it something that you can spend over an hour on or maybe just 10 minutes a day or so?
I mean, I wish there was a half hour option. I could give a half hour.
Okay.
You know, I'm not a 10 minutes. I'm not an over an hour.
Right. How social does this have to be, this active, hobby? Is it something that
I like to do it with the fam?
Want to do it with others or something that you can do alone? All right. And then how much mental energy is it going to take?
I don't want to hurt.
No, I get that. How much physical energy is it going to take?
Oh, no, sir. I'd like to sit on the couch.
Okay, less physical energy. And then money spent on said hobby.
Totally cheap.
Cheap or very cheap or I don't mind selling out if it's something I enjoy. Okay, so now, based on all that, Kelly, what did you get?
I got learned a new language. That's wrong. That is not going to happen. Listen, I took 6 years of German in school, and I hated it. I learned how to count. That didn't stick with me.
Maybe you weren't in the right place in your life to learn that.
No, I'm not the right place in my life right now to learn something as extensive as a new language. Nope.
How cool would that be, though, if you just started learning a new language, like Italian? Hey, why you gotta break your mama's heart?
Well, when we went to Italy for 2 weeks before I had the children, we got a book. We learned a few phrases, and that hurt my brain enough.
See, there you go. Uh-huh. You could expand on that, right?
Buongiorno.
Why you gotta break your mama's heart?
I don't think that's part of it.
It's not?
No.
I got baking.
Well, that's... I mean, you do like to cook and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's a...
Yours is more like... Your arena is the grill, though.
I do.
Feel like that's where you're most comfortable.
I do enjoy the grill. It says, baking is a fun, relaxing hobby. It's easy to get into because you can start small. Oh, with like some brownies or chocolate chip cookies.
Yes, you open the box, you pull the mix, you pour the mix in the bowl, you add water, and then you stir, you put it in the pan, voila!
Voila, look at that. Pop it in the oven for 10 minutes, it's done.
Who knew? I have a hobby. I make brownies from a box.
But you didn't actually get the hobby. You got...
No, I didn't.
Learning a new language.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I don't know.
They got me wrong. Sorry,
BuzzFeed. They got you wrong.
So off base.
All right, I guess I'm going to have to take what a character from S. Creek am I now at this point.
Wait, you know what? They should have included like binge watching a series. Can that be considered a hobby? I feel like it should.
What
binge
series?
Watching a new series.
Would you be more inclined to binge watch?
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Let's do that quiz.
You can get a hold of us on social media at Ben and Kelly Show. What do you think of the new Instagram layout? You all right with it?
Yeah, you know what? It's fine. I feel like I did try to do a reel for the first time over the weekend. Mm-hmm. That was the first time I really dipped my toe into that, which is kind of fun.
Yeah, Reel.
Very TikTok-y.
Yeah, I was going to say Reel is Instagram's version of TikTok. And so their new layout kind of promotes the shopping feature and promotes Reels a little bit more, where it's now kind of a tab at the bottom, whereas you used to have to go and find it, and your notifications and to create a post is now up at the top, which kind of threw me for a loop for a hot second. I don't really care, you know, all that much, because again, it always makes me chuckle a little bit about how insane these updates make people. Where
I know.
Yeah.
Well, listen, the shopping thing is going to be a problem for me. It's making it a lot easier. That's a problem.
I will say that I am horrible at clickbait when it comes to the shopping. Like,
I'm exactly who they make that for.
Right. Like, they will, I'll be scrolling through, I'll see something, I'm like, oh, all right, sure, I'll click
hook, line, and sinker. Yes, I do need that.
I need that. Oh, what? 15% off? Okay, let me hang on.
It's rude not to take advantage of that.
They're paying me to take this off of their hands here.
Practically paying you. Yes.
But I guess a large majority of the people are disliking the new update. But again, it's a free service. So
what do they hate about it? What's the problem?
It's just, it's different.
I don't see the problem.
It's different.
Oh, yeah, change is hard.
Yeah, right. It's different.
We hate change.
Right. So, yeah, if you're not a big fan of change, then you're going to hate this Instagram update here. But at Ben and Kelly Show, you can see and follow along on the show, or at Kelly K Radio or at Ben Davis Radio.
Listen, my whole agenda with my Instagram game is to make my pugs viral famous. That's pretty much the only thing I put on there.
Do they have an Instagram account yet?
No, they don't. Hmm. I just kind of showcase them on my platform. Like, pretty much, if you're going to check in on my Insta, it's going to be the pugs.
Kids and dogs.
Kids and dogs.
Which, by the way,
that's my MO.
Doug the Pug was the... it won a People's Choice Award last night for, like...
See, people love pugs.
Best social media animal there. Yep. Well, yesterday it happened. Space happened. SpaceX.
space was happening.
That's right. Four astronauts got launched to the International Space Station yesterday on the first full-fledged taxi flight for NASA by a private company. So that's pretty cool. The Falcon rocket was the rocket in question. Kennedy Space Center.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff.
Liftoff! There it goes. Into the sky. Named Resilience by its crew in light of hashtag 2020.
Awesome.
Right, right. So, I mean, this is going to be a thing. For over the next 20 years, we're going to see people like you and me taking trips to outer space, to the International Space Station, orbiting the Earth, stuff like that.
Hang on now. Not like you and me. We're not astronauts. Nor do we have the money, because it costs lots and lots and lots of money to be able to do that.
Kelly, right now, it costs a lot of money.
At some point, they're going to get it down to the bargain basement price of like, what, $100?
Well, at some point, it'll be like flying in an airplane. It'll be like airplane flight. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay, sure, why not?
Because remember back when, you know, the first big screen televisions were on the market. Those were like $2,000. Now you can go to Costco and get one for like $200.
A couple hundred bucks.
Right,
yeah.
Right, exactly.
Okay, this is a little different.
Airplane travel was much more expensive. I mean, and now it's well, I mean, that maybe is a bad example.
Space is farther. I feel like still gonna cost way more to go to space than to fly to Chicago.
So you think my analogy, big screen television analogy, is not gonna hold a candle to space travel?
There's a few holes in your theory. That's all I'm saying.
I'm just saying, in 20 years, I think space travel will be a little bit more reasonably priced. It won't be the hundreds of thousands of dollars it is now. It'll be like
$250,000, I think, to get a seat on SpaceX.
Right. So it'll be like, hey, honey, you want to take a trip to space this summer for vacation?
It's going to be a spontaneous trip option?
Yeah, maybe.
In 20 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking.
You know what? Write that down in a jar and then like bury it in your backyard. And then in 20 years, we'll go open it up and see if it's true. It's kind of like a little time capsule.
You know what? I'm not going to do
Ben's
it. But
predictions.
But hopefully one person who might be listening will do that for me. And then just bury it in a jar, put it in their backyard, and then dig it back up in 20 years.
In 20 years, a couple hundred bucks to go to space.
Space! The final frontier! You can also get a hold of us via text message. Ava texts in and says, okay, I was talking to my daughter Friday, and I was like, did you hear Ben and Kelly this morning? And she writes, except I said Belly. So that should be your new couple name.
Is that our new couple name? Welcome to the Belly Show.
That is a weird sentence, though. Hey, did you happen to hear Belly this morning? That can mean so many different things. Like, well,
I
don't know.
I mean, I'm a little hangry.
I'm a little hungry here, so maybe it's making noise.
Maybe.
I
like it though.
Belly and Ken. Yeah, I've heard it. We've heard them all, I think, over the past many years of us doing a radio show together. So,
well, sometimes it just takes too long to say Ben and Kelly. It's easier to say the Belly Show.
Yeah,
it's faster, more efficient.
We just need to shorten it. That's right. Waste our breath elsewhere rather than saying right. Ben and Kelly. Oh man. It is the start of Louisville Pizza Week, right?
Yeah. Good stuff.
I know, I've been training my body for the past several months now. Up until the 22nd, you're going to get to visit a bunch of different pizza places around town and get some specialty pizzas for only $9. So that's
That's great news and bad news.
Yeah.
Because we are also training for Thanksgiving. That meal needs some preparation as well. So for them to do this so close to Thanksgiving, I mean,
Kelly, I think this is good. I think it's training your body. Yes, I think it's training your body.
Okay, we'll get back on the health track in January.
Oh yeah. I mean, this is like cuffing season for food. You know, you resign yourself to the fact that, hey, you know what? I'm gonna eat like this. for the next several months. And then maybe after Valentine's Day, I'll...
after Valentine's Day. Gotcha.
Yeah. I mean...
All right.
To coincide with regular cuffing season, which is happening right now. What? Right? You know?
Gotcha. Then I'll start paying attention.
Paying attention to my body and my health. Okay. It's 99.7 DJX. All right, Kelly K, what do you got?
So we're going to go to Fort Worth, Texas for this one. Orion Jean, he's only 10 years old, but he's on a big mission. This kid is trying to collect and donate 100,000 meals by Thanksgiving.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and he's got an initiative. He's calling it Race to Kindness.
Okay.
So as of Friday, he had collected 42,523 meals, which typically consist of like a bottle of water, tangerines or apples, applesauce or a tuna pouch, and one granola bar. And they're all packed in a brown paper bag, decorated with positive messages. Then he partnered with Tango Tab, which is an app that donates a meal every time a person checks in at a partnering restaurant.
Uh-huh.
And then Shabani jumped on board when they heard about what he was doing, delivered 100,000 yogurt cups to his local food bank in his name. And then on Friday, which was World Kindness Day, he got a call from Kendra Scott, who offered to personally donate 1,000 meals to his cause.
Wow.
So he's just getting people on board left and right. And he's got a website. It's called racetokindness.com. So it just kind of goes to show you when a 10-year-old has an idea, like what he can do with that. It's pretty amazing.
I like that. That is good.
Yeah. We'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right. Feel good stories. We do this every single hour here on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Coming up, you know, we all have those very embarrassing date stories, right?
I mean, eventually, I guess I should let my boyfriend know that I fart.
Oh.
I mean, that alone right there is kind of a great sentence.
Right. I don't know if you can top that, but... wait till you hear her story, okay? Diddy diving into a pool is my spirit animal this morning.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, he posted on TikTok over the weekend, and the internet took notice. Him poolside, putting on some goggles, there's music blaring, and then just diving into, you know, his backyard pool. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Seems fine, right? Seems fine until you actually watch the video and see how he dives in it. And it's just, and the, really, it's everybody who kind of dives but goes kind of feet first.
Well, he's hands and feet first.
Yeah.
It's hands and feet.
Right. He goes, he goes hands and feet first for sure.
Kick the feet back a little bit.
Yeah.
And he'd be all right.
You know, I mean, I'm sure he's thinking safety because I'm sure printed on the side of the pool, as most public pools have, no diving. You know, maybe he had
that. Except it's not a public pool. It's his own private pool.
Right, but
he probably knows how deep it is.
Years and years of probably being at public pools maybe conditioned him to think, okay, well, maybe I should just dive feet first. Or mid-dive, or as he's getting ready to dive, he has a change of heart and is like, no, maybe I'm just going to go in feet first. But he had already committed to the, you know, the dive with the hands clasped over his head.
Or maybe because he says working on my dive, he just hasn't perfected it just yet.
This is true, too.
You know? I think that's probably the case.
I appreciate him for practicing and letting the world see him practice.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Thank you for letting us in. And I love the fact that the internet feels a need to instantaneously give him critiques on the form.
Yeah, it's... up at Ben and Kelly Show or WDJX.com if you want to see the Diddy's pool dive in question. But it's giving me life this morning. Just, you know what? He owns it, and that's the best part of it.
I mean, when you do have a diving style like that, you got to put it out there for the world to enjoy.
100%. WDJX.com. Coming up, we talked to this woman.
I mean, eventually, I guess I should let my boyfriend know that I fart.
I mean...
because he probably doesn't know.
That's right. Why would he know? Girls don't do that stuff, right?
Nope.
All right, that's coming up here in just a few seconds. So we've all had those dates, right? Those dates that are just a little bit embarrassing, or maybe you're at the near... beginning of a new relationship, and you know you're still trying to learn a little about a bit about each other. So each time you see each other, you're learning just a little bit more, and you're gently dipping your toe into the ocean of that other person's full, complete personality, you know? And you don't ever really want to dive in right at the very beginning.
Well, some things you want to hold back for a little later when you're more secure in the relationship.
Yeah.
You don't show all your cards at the beginning, right?
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, you're learning about that person. That person's learning a little bit about you. You don't show them all your crazy up front. You let them learn to love you, and then, you know, they will accept you and you're crazy because everybody's got it and they're like, you know what, I can deal with that. That's fine. You know, I know enough about you as a person that doesn't bother me. So that being said, those moments when you kind of like dive into the pool a little bit early are the fun calls that I want to hear. Is, you know, those embarrassing date stories that you had. Maybe it wasn't a first date, but maybe it was early on in the relationship. Go ahead.
I recently went out to dinner with my boyfriend, and we brought the dog along because it was one of those you can bring your dog and they can sit outside restaurant.
Love it.
But thank God we brought the dog.
Okay, why? Go ahead. Why?
I guess whatever I ate ended up farting, thankfully silently, but quite smelly in the car ride back from the restaurant to my apartment.
Wow. You know, kudos to you for owning that. Kudos to you for owning
silent
that.
Silent but violent.
Yeah.
And he looked over at me, and I looked over at him, and then I just looked back at his dog, and he was like, of course it was him. And I was like, yeah, silly dog.
Oh, wow. Yes, perfect.
Yeah, puppy toots.
Oh, my gosh.
Puppy toots are bad.
I mean, eventually, I guess I should let my boyfriend know that I fart.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hopefully the dog's just with us forever.
Well, I don't think that's going to be the case. But, you know, that can be embarrassing, especially when you're early on into a relationship, you know.
Yeah, you're trying to keep some sort of like mystery. You're still trying to keep some of the ugly, you know, to yourself.
Well, you know, the awkward noises and smells that come from every human being.
Right.
You want to at least mask them a little bit more before, you know.
Before. You try to protect your partner.
Right,
from
right.
Some of that.
Yeah, sure, sure. And then, you know, once you get to be, you know, in a relationship for a long time, then those sort of masks come off and, you know, you're comfortable around your partner and they around you. But
we're about 14 years into the marriage, and I think we're still kind of, we're just getting to that part.
You know what? Everybody's timetable is different.
Sure.
Like, you know, for my wife and I mean, we were dating, and I remember I told it on the show before, but I wet the bed and she was in the bed and I was a grown, I was a grown adult and that happened. And
oh, wow.
I was so embarrassed and I'm like, no. And we had maybe been like only dating for a few months at that point. And I'm like, there's no way. I mean,
you were trying to figure out like, how are you going to change her so she doesn't realize what happened? And that didn't work out, did it?
Yeah, I was going through all the scenarios in my head, like, okay, how am I going to get the sheets off the bed, change her sweatpants, put sheets back on the bed while she's still asleep?
And yeah, that wasn't gonna happen.
And in my state, I was thinking, I can do it. And then
but then
as I'm like padding to see what the damage was, she woke up and I had to make that awkward first sentence of, I think I wet the bed.
Oh my God. What was her reaction? I'm sure she responded with sensitivity and kindness.
Well,
I mean, she still married you.
Yeah, she did still marry me. That's right. she laughed, I believe. I think that was her first reaction was laughter.
I would have immediately went and bought you adult diapers.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate
that. That would have been my
reaction. I have them to this day in my office. So anyways.
Yeah, that's great.
If you got a funny story you want to share, you can. 502-571-9970 on text. So we were just talking about embarrassing firsts for your relationship or dates. I got a text from a listener at the beginning of mine and my fiance's relationship. We worked in a warehouse working 12-hour shifts. Well, I ate only mints all day, so when we got off, we got some beers. I drank like two drinks and threw up all over his car.
Oh, my gosh.
10 years later, he's still here.
Oh, wow. That could have been disastrous. I mean, it was a little disastrous, but thank goodness it didn't end the relationship.
Yeah, right. Oh, my gosh. I mean, there's nothing worse. Nothing worse than doing that in front of someone new.
Well, listen, I will tell you this. About a week before we were to get married, it was a couple of weeks before, but a week apart, both my husband and I ended up getting like violently sick. Like I was in the shower and like everything was exploding out of everywhere. And that, I mean, that was like the last thing. I did not want him to see me like that. He ended up having to drive me to the ER.
Oh, geez.
And then like a week later, same thing happened to him.
Well, like, if you can survive that.
We saw all of that, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, then that can help, you know, dealing with anything that comes up in a long relationship, so.
Oh, yeah, that was the most vulnerable I think we'd ever been. Like, when things are exploding everywhere and you're naked, that is just, I mean,
you can't help
it. At their mercy.
Right.
Like, this is me. This is all the warts. All at once.
Got another text from a listener, Amanda, who said, my husband and I have been together for over 13 years, and I still don't fart in front of him or my kids.
I mean, but same. I try not to. I go do that in private. But they don't care. They just let it rip right in front of me, and then they laugh.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say. I mean, I have... I get blamed for every smell in our house anyways. So, at Ben and Kelly Show. Setting the bar, small example of what not to do. We always give you these setting the bar stories. So, it gives you a bar very low for you to try to achieve, to try to leap over for the day, right? We're turning our spotlight to Louisville. This is always very exciting when Louisville makes the show, right? So, if you can manage to make it through the day without going viral for getting the wrong wedding dress delivered to you, then only realizing it was actually your actual wedding dress and you just made a mistake, then you're doing okay.
Oh, yeah. You know what? It is always difficult when you feel, especially with a wedding dress, I mean, you have high expectations, right? And when you think you've been wronged, you're going to let the company hear about it, aren't you?
Yeah. Aubrey, God bless her heart. I mean, Aubrey, you know, she's from Louisville. So she got in the mail because she ordered online her wedding dress, right? And this is something, especially in a pandemic, that a lot of people, I think, are probably doing. So she ordered it online. It arrived. She put it on and got upset because the look of it wasn't what she expected. So what she did is she sent an angry email to the company wanting to return
it. With a picture, because you have to prove, like, listen, this is not what you represented.
Right, right, exactly. Look at this wedding dress. It doesn't fit me right. And so she sent all these pictures, right? So then, so she got a response from the company, and it said, you put the dress on inside out. Please put it on the right way.
Oh my God.
And so she was like, and Aubrey like put the dress on the right way and it turned out to be beautiful.
Better.
Yes. So
yeah,
it was
that's
actually
great. Right. All right. Thanks so much.
So the only reason we know this is because she actually talked about it on Facebook and was like, at first it was a angry email. And then she released the update that was like, hey, so, funny thing.
My bad.
Yeah, and so kind of was like, hey, live, laugh, love, apologize. You can laugh at your mistakes, you know, and all that stuff. So it turned out
that's great because, I mean, it's good that she owned up to it because if she's going to put them on blast, she had to make it right and say it wasn't their fault.
Yeah.
Just a little minor misunderstanding.
Yeah, so it is pretty cool, but you can see the... we can share the post, right? We'll share it.
I feel like,
yeah, on Facebook, at Ben and Kelly Show, you can see Aubrey's post there. But yeah, it's a pretty funny when Louisville makes the national spotlight. Yay!
So cute.
And, you know, of all the setting the bar stories that we do every single day, I got to think that this one's pretty low on the totem pole when it comes to, like... it being so bad, but it is like little bridezilla coming out of Aubrey there.
Well, it's disaster averted, so that's yes. great news. Yeah. And I'm sure the wedding is going to be beautiful whenever it happens.
That's right. All right, there you go. Setting the bar. You can see it at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook. Now, you know, Kelly and I have been doing the show remotely for the past 4 months now.
Since July. Yeah.
So four months, Kelly's been doing it for, you know, so we've been kind of, doing the Zoom type of thing here, with our show. But what's kind of cool is that with Thanksgiving coming up, a lot of these companies are saying, hey, you know, that we have time limits on how long you can do these video calls. We're going to lift those for the holidays. So, you know, if Thanksgiving in your house looks like it's going to be a computer monitor set up on the end of your dining room table with the fam there eating Thanksgiving dinner, know that you can keep it live, you know, for a long time rather than just like 40 minutes, right?
Yeah, you don't have to like log off and then log back on.
Oh, gosh, are you okay? You got a little tickle in your throat?
I got a little tickle in my throat.
Made you a little emotional there? You're just thinking about...
Listen, I mean, this is not ideal.
No,
let's just
not
be
at
honest.
All.
This sucks.
Yeah.
This whole thing sucks. Like, having to not be with your family for Thanksgiving sucks the big one. But the funny thing is, there is a news report out of San Antonio. This guy, like, perfectly demonstrated, like, putting up laptops in each, like, seat.
Yeah, seats.
And then put disguises on to be, like, his family members.
Oh, that's great.
Just to kind of demonstrate how that might look.
That's great. Funny. That's great. So, yeah, whatever your Thanksgiving looks like this year, know that it's probably going to be different. At least these companies are realizing that, look, you shouldn't be penalized for not being able to see your family. So we're going to lift some of these streaming restrictions. So
you can Zoom as long as you want.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of cool. You can read more about that. WDJX.com. Otherwise, that about do it for us. I'm going to powder off and then, yeah.
Powder off?
Yeah.
Have you been especially sweaty today?
Ah, not really, but you know, you just need to freshen up a little bit, is what I meant.
Thank you for sharing,
Sparky. I'm going to freshen up a little bit. And have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode, only on 99.7 DJX.